This is Art Therapy. Just a few humble discussions on art and the creative process. Its challenges, its rewards, and how it emerges in everybody, whether you're whizzing around at 2 a.m. with ideas or racking your brains on a boring afternoon for just one stroke of inspiration. Here, we talk about it all. Hey there, you're listening to the Art Therapy Podcast with Ted Katina. The podcast is officially on iTunes. If you're starting out here, welcome. I'm glad to finally have slightly made it more accessible. If you like what you see on these episodes, be sure to rate it 5 stars or whatever stars you think would fit best. I would love some critique or feedback. So today we're going to talk about a situation that any creator can relate to, getting stuck in a few applications of the phrase, getting stuck on like a project, like writer's block, and getting stuck inside your head, a much harder one to get out of. Sometimes there are concrete methods and solutions, and others, it's near impossible to break out apart from waiting it out. You have a kick-ass beginning, and you know how the finished product should look, but the road in between them, the real nuts and bolts of the project, is where everything gets caught in a snare and halted from progress. It always feels to me like that's where the energy is drained the most. The burst of inspiration I had at the beginning is wearing down, and the enthusiasm has dried up. I'm sure you've been in that boat as well. I'm gonna be blunt, this is where most projects die. Most people give up right in the middle once the beginning burst of energy has been extinguished. It happens to me all the time, at least. I can't tell you how many half-finished projects are sitting on my hard drives like a graveyard of artistic endeavors. And the more research I do on this whole art thing, the more it seems like everyone thinks they figured out what writer's block is. They all have an answer for it, and they usually conflict. Like, there's no such thing as writer's block. You're always in a writer's block. Writer's block is good for you. Writer's block is a natural part of the process. If you do A, B, and C, you'll never have writer's block again. I won't pretend to know more about it than the next artist, but there are a few things that I'm relatively sure of. And I'll do a big episode specifically on writer's block, but here are just a few basic things that I'm relatively sure that we all have. 1. It happens to everyone. I don't care if you're Picasso, or Scorsese, or Edgar Allan Poe, there is at least 1 or 2 or 10 times in your life where you don't want to get up and create, or don't know what to put on paper. 2. It varies from person to person and project to project. To say that it's a universal step-by-step system that affects everyone in the same way is saying that we all have the same lifestyle, work ethic, group of friends, and free time. Writer's block is a dynamic and volatile beast, and it possesses us in different ways at different times. Your personality will help or hinder your fight against that creative wall. It's not just some universal system. So would your personality normally stop what you're doing and drift off naturally, or block out the fog and keep going? And finally, 3, I think it's about 70% mental. That 30% is probably you didn't give enough sleep or you're hungry. And that 70% is dwelling on those physical needs and warning your brain that you need to take care of yourself first. But after that, the roadblock you're usually facing is self-imposed. You're literally fighting your own brain more than you're fighting the work, which cripples your creativity if nothing is done to help that self-inhibiting, self-doubting way of thinking. Sometimes, this leads to the second trap, getting stuck inside your head. No one is there to critique you or motivate you during this point, so it's just you and your work, which is, well, you by extension. Working out the specifics of what you're trying to make is like talking and responding to yourself in a mirror. It does get maddening after a while, I'm sure you would agree. And if you start asking questions like, why bother continuing this if no one's gonna see it? Why am I making this at all? Why do I even make art? What is art? Why does it exist? That's when you know it's time to stop. Put down the pencil, save and close the project, wash your brushes, and take a walk outside. No, don't jump in your bed and take a nap. Take a walk outside, out of your room or your studio. Breathe regular air, not ventilated air-conditioned air. Use your feet. If your breaks consist of you sitting down and browsing the internet or laying down to look at your phone and try to sleep, you're still stuck in that same trap. You might not be working, but your surroundings are the same, and you'll have to go through the same dozen thoughts that have been digging inside your head. There's been lots of studies that show that changing your surroundings changes your current thoughts. Remember, if you ever walk into a different room and forget why you went in there in the first place, that's because your environment plays a big role on your psyche, and it fluctuates. It definitely gets you out of your headspace when you change your surroundings, because you're focusing on different elements within the environment. The point is to get out and do something that makes it hard to think. And walking is an action that takes a bit of effort mentally and physically, especially if you go somewhere you're not extremely familiar with, maybe a different neck of the woods or a side street, or non-sketchy side street, that is. The same with exercising or cleaning. It's a physical process that puts you in motion instead of keeping you locked inside your cocoon. You know, cabin fever. It's kind of a lighthearted term for boredom, but it's where you're stuck in the same place so long that you start to go stir crazy. You feel isolated, irritable, and just generally sick of your surroundings. That sounds pretty similar to what you go through after working on something for a while, at least for me. And that's why you have to go outside. There's an interesting report by Mark Berman and John Janitas called The Cognitive Benefits of Nature. And basically they ran a test on the restorative benefits from going outside, comparing to nature and urban environments. And it kind of relates to my podcast before about location a few episodes ago, and I wish I had the study at the time. But basically, places like nature are filled with stimuli that captivate your attention, but not too much that they stress you out, like a city where you got to be relatively careful you don't get hit by a bus. Anyway, the main source of cabin fever is lack of stimulation, and getting out and taking something in while being active helps with this problem. We're not machines. And we're definitely not crazy masterminds bursting with creative energy all the time. We're humans, and we get highs and lows, and we get stuck in our heads and worry about our future, or our work, or whether or not we're credible, or talented, or even if we deserve to make art. Trust me, you do. If there's anything that we should be sure of, it's that there are few things more important than your ability to create and tell stories and ideas, expressing that emotion. It's what makes humans endlessly and beautifully complex, is that we all have something to say, and it's okay if you don't give your projects 100% all the time. Expecting that is just unrealistic. It's so much better to give a project 70% of your energy consistently and finish it than to give it 110% and give up halfway. It's very much like exercising, actually. Creating is a game of stamina sometimes. Motivation is a muscle that you have to keep working at to make it stronger. Instead of training against physical weights to build your muscle, you're training with mental weights, building resistance and dexterity in the neurons, training yourself to shut out that writer's block more and more effectively, showing up each and every day to practice and build that stamina. And that's what I want you to do. Become the artistic Olympian. Okay? That's it for me. I hope this helped a little bit. If you're stuck in a project and get caught up in the artist's guilt, just know that you're not alone, and it's okay. It happens to everyone. Sorry I didn't get really that much into the specifics of writer's block and how to continue your project. It's pretty specific to each medium, and there's a lot of resources out on the topic, so I'll probably do a huge amount of homework and get into a later podcast that's specific about writer's block. I will talk at you guys later. Thanks.